I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Saying the federal government continues to fall short in its response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Gretchen Whitmer once again urging Washington lawmakers to put partisanship and games aside. WWJ News Radio 950's John Hewitt was covering the governor's latest media briefing today, and he now joins us live and local with the update. John.
Brooke, she again advocated for passage of the House aid plan, the $3 trillion Heroes Act, which passed the House back in May, as opposed to the Senate's plan last week, a $1 trillion aid package, which the governor says fails to meet the scale of the crisis we collectively confront. Governor Whitmer also again took to chastising Washington lawmakers for moving too slowly in the face of this pandemic.
5 months since the first cases of COVID-19 hit our state. 5 months. And we still don't have a comprehensive national strategy from the federal government. We don't have a federal mask mandate or a widespread testing plan. And the federal government has not yet agreed on a recovery plan to help the states and locals mitigate the unprecedented impact that this virus has had.
As for the possibility of Michigan students returning to the classroom next month, the governor said what people do over the next few weeks will dictate what happens. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.